As I was thinking about tonight and the lesson that I wanted to prepare, I happened to run across an article in a denominational website, and he was talking about Easter, of course, and talking about the events that took place and how much the church seemed to be almost depressed after Easter. It had built up and built up and built up and built up, and then it had this big day, and then nothing. Nothing at all. They had no enthusiasm left. They had burned themselves out. And he said, what can we do? And he decided that they needed to throw a party. They needed to have some big gala event to get people enthused again. And I sat there and I read that and I thought, how sad. How tragic. Preach God's word, dude. Tell it like it is. Then I thought of the passage in Acts, the first chapter, and the first three verses, if you'd like to turn there with me, Acts 1, 1 to 3, where Luke says, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up. After he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he presented himself alive after his suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. First thing that jumps off the pages is Luke wants to tell them the things that Jesus began to do and to teach. To do and to teach. That if you wanted to summarize Jesus' life, it would be in those few words, to do and to teach. He went out and healed. He went out and taught. He went out and led people to where they needed to be from where they were. And then it says, he stayed 40 days after his resurrection. You know, I thought about that for a moment. You know, if Jesus' total mission was to come to pay for the sins of the world, he could have come into town on Friday morning and gone back to heaven, sat down, and been comfortable for the rest of eternity on Sunday night. That was all taken care of right there. The crucifixion, the burial, resurrection, it's all over with. Right there. Why did he have to stick around for 40 more days? It says that he stuck around speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Just imagine what that must have been like for 40 fairly intense days. Jesus teaching about the kingdom. That's a podcast I'd subscribe to in a minute. Would I love to sit down and listen to 40 days of Jesus teaching about the kingdom of God. And then as I thought about that, I thought, you know, I can't remember the last time I preached about the kingdom of God. I preach about the church, its establishment, its worship, its entrance requirements and the life, but not the kingdom. So I went back and I looked through the Gospels and I did a search in my little Bible program about the kingdom of God, and how have I not been preaching on it? Jesus started out preaching the kingdom of God's at hand. Then he taught all of those parables about the kingdom. And his death and his burial and resurrection inaugurated the kingdom. And then he hung around for 40 more days to speak to those whom he had chosen about the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And then I did a search on the kingdom of God in the rest of the letters. And it's all over the place. But I'm afraid we've missed that. I have. And I'm afraid too many others have too. Because kingdom is not a word that fits in our vocabulary. Well, we're a democracy, right? Well, actually we're not, but we're pretty close. We're a republic. Kingdoms. Just a tough concept for us to get. So I sat down and I made myself out a list, and for the next 7 Sunday nights, I'm going to be preaching about the kingdom. So I encourage you to bring your friends, your family, you come back and learn about the kingdom of God, what the Bible has to say about the kingdom of God. Then I did another search. I was really using Google. I went out and did another search on the kingdom of God out on the web. And I'll tell you what, folks, the denominational world's going nuts over the kingdom of God. It's all over the place. And most of it's not biblical. So let's try to use this opportunity to teach folks about the kingdom of God. Jesus came and he died. And then he presented himself alive. And he gave many infallible proofs that he was alive. Therefore, we can have confidence in our salvation if we're obedient to him. We need to be honest and look at ourselves and say, have I been? Am I living a life as a child of God? Or am I kidding myself? You know, we can kid ourselves about a lot of things. Most of us do about our weight. I don't weigh that much. I don't look that fat. And then we'll go around the corner someday and we'll see a picture of ourselves on a glass. And you go, oh, yes I do. Somebody will take a picture and give it to us. Say, where did those jaws come from? Where'd that neck come from? Sure glad it's just a headshot. They don't show the belly. We don't like to think about us being, and so we kid ourselves. That's not going to hurt if I eat one little dish of ice cream. I burned off a lot of calories today. I've worked hard, so I can kid myself. Folks, we can get by with that for a while. But you know something? When we're kidding ourselves about our obedience, and we're kidding ourselves about our salvation, it's too serious a stuff. We need to honestly look at ourselves and say, I believe if I die tonight, I'm going to heaven. And if you can't say that, you could if you'll repent of your sins tonight. We stand ready to pray with you. We stand ready to pray for you. Please give us that opportunity.